1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Let's say you are walking along a path with a friend. You are tired, hungry, and weak. On your back is a heavy load, and you are about to stumble under its weight. Your friend has just eaten. He is well rested and strong. He is a physical giant of a man, big muscles, powerful frame, in perfect physical condition. He asks you if you would like to have him carry your load. He is so big, so powerful, that he would hardly notice its weight. Would you let him? He is ready, willing, and able. Would you smile and say, "Thanks a lot," and give him your burden? Or would you insist on carrying it yourself while he pled with you to let him take it? Think about that in the light of your walk with God. From time to time, burdens come our way, and they are heavy to bear. Paul says, "We groan, being burdened." God, who is walking with us, has a word for us. Our verse for today refers back to a psalm. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." What a promise! The best way to relieve yourself of your burden is to cast it upon the Lord. God takes no delight in seeing tears in your eyes or a look of sadness on your face. Your groans and sighs are not music to his ears. And here is an amazing thing. He will not only carry the burden, but he will also infuse you with a new strength to bear up and keep you from falling. He will sustain you. "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." Then comes the promise. "He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Never! Do you believe that? Oh, you may move as the limbs of a tree in a violent wind, but you will never topple. You stand firm when you stand in God. One of the most famous men of our day is an architect. He has worldwide fame. Do you know how he got it? Years ago, there was an earthquake in a great city, and when the dust had settled, his building was the only one left standing. There it stood, all alone, bringing glory to its designer and builder. The world asked, "Who is this man?" And instantly his work was in demand around the globe. This is the promise of God. Like pillars, the godly in Christ stand immovable to the glory of the heavenly architect. Why does the Lord do this? Why will he carry our burdens, sustain us, cause us not to be moved? Because he careth for you. So take your burdens and cares and give them to God, lest they torture and distract your mind, hinder your service, and rob you of the joy of the Lord. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.